The Commonwealth emerged from the ashes of Britain's empire after World War II. The vast majority of its 56 members are former British colonies. The organisation is set to choose a new Secretary General at its Heads of Government meeting in Samoa next month. The three candidates for the job, all from Africa, were asked at a recent event at London's Chatham House whether they support the idea of Britain paying its former colonies reparations for the transatlantic slave trade and other past atrocities. All three were in favour. Shirley Botchwey is the Ghanaian candidate and the country's current Minister for Foreign Affairs.
Financial reparations is good. However, the conversation is now moving to other reparations in kind. And so either way, it's fine. But I stand for reparations. Whether or not the Commonwealth has a role to play will depend on the heads of government.
Joshua Setipa is a candidate from Lesotho.
The Commonwealth has a role because it is an issue that affects more than half of the members of the Commonwealth.
At the last Commonwealth summit in Rwanda in 2022, Britain's then prince, now King Charles, spoke of his deep sorrow over the slave trade. But Britain has rejected any form of reparations. It can no longer be dismissed, says Kingsley Abbott, director of the Institute of Commonwealth Studies at the University of London.
Reparations doesn't just equal monetary compensation under international law. It can take many forms like restitution and compensation and rehabilitation and satisfaction, things like, you know, meaningful apologies, public acknowledgement, memorialization and things like that. And so this is a critical ongoing conversation that I think will remain high on the international agenda. And so therefore, of course, the Commonwealth, you know, has a role to play.
Britain's former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak argued that, quote, trying to unpick our history is not the right way forward. His successor, Keir Starmer, is yet to make his position clear. But the pressure will likely grow as officials from Britain and many of its former colonies gather as equals at the Commonwealth Summit next month. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.